AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The United States completes a sweep in Olympic basketball on the final day of the Paris Games. This Olympic report from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Asia Wilson scored 21 points and the United States survived the biggest challenge of its unprecedented run to 8 straight gold medals with a 67-66 win over France on Sunday. No team had been able to push the Americans during this impressive streak of 61 consecutive wins. Only two of those victories had been by single digits before the game against France. The 8 straight golds broke a tie with the American men's program that won 7 in a row from 1936 through 1968. The women's victory came less than 24 hours after the U.S. men's team also beat France. This was the first time in Olympic history that both gold medal games featured the same two teams. Unlike the men's game, this one came down to the final minute and one last shot by France that was just inside the three-point line. The victory gave Diana Taurasi a 6th consecutive gold medal, making her the most decorated basketball player in Olympic history.
The win also gives the United States 40 gold medals for the games, tied with China for the most of any country, and the U.S. finishes the games with 126 total medals, more than any other country. U.S. Olympic officials also say they will appeal a court of arbitration ruling that reallocated the bronze medal in floor exercises in women's gymnastics from Jordan Chiles to Anna Barbosu of Romania. In baseball, the Yankees used the long ball to outlast the Rangers, correspondent Tom Miriam reports.
The Yankees went on the power play to defeat the Rangers 8-7 in New York. The Yanks netted 4 home runs, 2 by Juan Soto and 1 apiece by Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton to move into a first-place tie with the Orioles in the AL East. Soto slammed solo shots in the 3rd and 7th innings, giving him 30 homers for the season and at least one against each of the 30 Major League teams in his career.
We're picking each other backs and trying to do our best to win games. So whenever we all get homers, I think it's great for the team.
Judge's homer is 42nd of the year, follows Soto's second blast. Stanton smacked a 3-run homer in the 5th to make it 5-0, his 20th home run of the season, the 13th time he has reached that milestone in his career. Marcus Stroman, who was skipped in the rotation for his last start, gave up just 1 run in 5 innings to earn his 8th win of the season.
The Yankees are able to even the race in the AL East with the Orioles after Baltimore drops a 2-1 decision in Tampa Bay. Other American League finals, Alex Bregman's 3-run homer helps the Astros complete a 3-game sweep of the Red Sox with a 10-2 victory.
Thought we put together quality at bats all 3 days, and we got to continue to do that. Especially when we play against a really good team.
Houston has the longest current winning streak in the majors at 5 straight. The A's use a 6-run first inning to help double up the Blue Jays 8-4, and the Guardians gain a game on the Twins in the American League Central with a 5-3 win at Target Field. In the National League, the Dodgers outlast the Pirates to maintain their lead in the National League West. This report from correspondent Dave Ferry.
Teoscar Hernandez delivered a walk-off single with 2 out in the 10th inning to give the Dodgers a 6-5 win over the Pirates and a 3-game sweep.
I just, you know, trying to not overthinking, not trying to do, like, overswing or anything like that.
Hernandez also hit a 2-run double as Los Angeles expanded its lead in the NL West to 3 games over the Padres. LA blew a 4-0 lead and trailed 5-4 after Brian Reynolds singled home a run in the 10th. But Kike Hernandez lined an RBI double before scoring the winning run. Dodgers starter Tyler Glasnow was in line for the win after holding Pittsburgh to 2 runs over 7 innings. Andrew McCutchen hit a pair of 2-run shots for the Bucks.
The Diamondbacks are able to keep pace with the Dodgers by beating up the Phillies 12-5. Other National League finals, the Braves blow an 8-2 lead in the 8th inning to the Rockies and fall 9-8. Braves manager Brian Snitker says his players can't feel sorry for themselves after losing a huge lead.
You got to fight through it. I mean, it's just the hard part of this game, man. You got to turn the page and we got to go out. We got to come out and figure out a way to win a game tomorrow. I mean, it's no fun doing this, obviously.
The loss keeps the Braves 7.5 games behind Philadelphia for the National League East lead. The Marlins also hold on for a 7-6 win over the Padres, and the Reds edge the Brewers 4-3. In an interleague play, the Nationals rally falls short as they drop a 6-4 decision to the Angels. The Tigers get a pair of hits, including a leadoff homer from Matt Vierling to help beat the Giants 5-4. And the Mariners wallop the Mets 12-1. Cal Raleigh had 3 hits, including a pair of homers and 5 RBI. The Indianapolis Colts see quarterback Anthony Richardson get game action for the first time since suffering a shoulder injury in week 5 of the 2023 season. playing in two series in their first preseason game of 2024, a 34-30 loss to the Broncos. Meanwhile, the Rams see Stetson Bennett throw four interceptions, but his late fourth quarter touchdown gives them a 13-12 win over the Cowboys. Both teams held their starters out of the game. And the LIV Golf Tour has suspended its first competitor due to performance-enhancing substances, banning 2010 U.S. Open winner Graham McDowell for one tournament after he tested positive for PEDs. McDowell says he took a decongestant over-the-counter that contained a banned substance. He'll be eligible to return to the tour in mid-September. Steve Carney, AP Sports.